Seven things that will happen first before the Antichrist appears. Seven things that will happen first before the Antichrist appears. The scripture I'm going to use is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 through 8. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him, that's the rapture part. We ask you not to be shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter as from us, as though the day of Christ has come. Someone had forged a letter and said the Lord has already returned, and the church was very upset about this. So he's telling them, don't be deceived by a false letter from us. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come unless the falling away comes first. I'll mention that in a moment. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself all that's called God or that's worshiped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God. And there's the verse that shows there'll be a Jewish temple rebuilt in the tribulation. Right there it is. Showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember when I was with you? I told you these things. Now you know what is restraining. The King James says withholding. This is the New King James translation. That he, the Antichrist, might be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And that means the restrainer is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The first thing I want to share with you is something that will set the pace for these seven things that we're going to discuss. And that is what I call five major global resets. There have been in America, five major resets, or should I say it impacted the United States of America. There was one that America was not involved with called the Protestant Reformation that changed all of Europe and eventually impacted America and formed what is called the Protestant religion, Protestant groups. The second reset was the American Revolution, where the 13 colonies got their independence from Britain and from England, and we ended up forming later out of those colonies the United States of America. The third major reset that we encountered was the reset after the Civil War. The Civil War completely changed the southern part of the United States because most of your cotton plantations had been impacted or burnt, the homes burnt down or destroyed. And of course, the Civil War did damage that it actually took years to try to unite the northern part of the United States with the southern part, but it was a reset. There was a reset during World War I, in which, for example, Russia was controlled by czars in Russia, Russian czars. And in 1917, communism set in, and then the Communist Party took a stronghold in what was called Russia, which became the Soviet Union. So World War I changed the entire face of the world and much of what we would call the Eastern Hemisphere. World War II, where it was very, very important because the British Empire was the controlling empire in 1917, as you well would know if you study history. But after World War II, after the United States used the terrible nuclear bomb on Japan and the war ended, America became the new military and economic empire and actually the economic center of the world. So these have been the five major resets which have taken place. So if you look at history, you go from a kind of a reforming or a resetting or a, I'm sorry, a reforming or a reformation type thing. You move to a revolution, which in is which would we would consider that the American Revolution. We would even consider that the Civil War. World War I and World War II are different than that, but there are revolutions involved with that, due to what we call a reset of a nation. And the reset, let me tell you what a national reset does. And the reason I'm saying that is that we are seeing this take place right now, and there is a group of men and women are involved with this as well in the political systems of the world, and the money people and the 300 families that actually control the world, because there are 300 families that control shipping and rail and food and banking, and everything in the world is controlled by 300 families that are all connected. A lot of their kids go to the same universities here in the United States or the universities that are in England and Britain, that area. And these individuals are involved with a global reset. Now, here's what happens during a reset. First of all, borders change. And we see borders changing in Germany. There was East Germany and West Germany. After World War II, the nation was divided. Then the Berlin Wall fell, and the two came back together again. We understand that that little strip that Bill talked about that they called a land, not wasn't a nation, but it was the land of Palestine. They carved out a place for Israel in the United Nations did in 1945 to 1947, and it was officially a nation in 48. So borders are shaped and reshaped during a reset. The second thing that happens in a reset is the monetary systems change. Now, everything used to be based on the British pound when the British Empire was in charge of much of the world. The sun never set on the British Empire. You heard that phrase in school, perhaps. Then everything started being pegged in the American dollar. Everybody was after American dollars. And then you had the European Union, and they started a new system called the euro, which all the nations used one particular currency. And then you have the yen, and now everybody talks about different types of crypto, which is actually not a physical money, but it is a system which is used by computers, and everything is done with cashless. We call it a cashless society. So monetary systems change during resets. The third thing that happens, and this may be the most serious, is generational thinking changes. For example, when you have a reset, the next generation coming up begins to remove the old customs, the early traditions, the traditions of their fathers, the fact that they grew up in a religious family, and all of that begins to shift. And so there is a generational change of thinking. And that's where you get into some of the twisted ideas that people are having today in our culture, because we are in what is called a major reset. So America is in a reset. There's a border crisis. There's monetary shifting with banks, money, currency, and cryptos. And really, you know this, and I know this, as a generation that does not know the Lord nor the works that He's done for the United States. So we are not in, and you know this, and I know this, we are not in the America we grew up with. Doesn't exist anymore. And what is happening here, the new forms of socialism that are being kind of pushed on the United States, and a term that some of you have heard, a woke type culture, is changing and attempting to reset everything about the United States. So that leads us to this question. We know that according to the scripture, at the time of the end, there will be a man that will come to power that the Bible calls Antichrist. Someone who is like trying to replace Christ, or someone who antichristos is against Christ, and he will form a coalition of nations and form a final empire, which will be, according to prophecy, the most deadly, destructive, murderous, beheading empire that probably has been. No, not probably. Jesus said it will be a time of trouble such as not been since the beginning of the world, nor ever shall be. So in order to get this man to power, he doesn't just come on the scene. He's not just out there right now having massive crowds. I mean, I remember when Reagan was the Antichrist and Obama was the Antichrist and Bin Laden was the Antichrist. And, you know, the President Anwar Sadat of Egypt was the Antichrist. They had Obama the Antichrist, and they had President Trump the Antichrist. So, okay, everybody, you know, if you're a Republican, you have certain Antichrist. If you're a Democrat, you have certain. Y'all will get that in a minute. You understand what I'm saying? So all these people have been wrong. The Bible says he is revealed in his time, and he can only be revealed after restrainer is moved. So we'll get into that in a moment. So the first thing that has to happen, according to Paul, before the man of sin is revealed, the Antichrist, is the falling away must come first. Now, I want to go back to the King James translation, and it says this: for the day shall not come, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, the day shall not come except there come the falling away first. The specific, not a falling away, but the, which Paul is saying, when you see the word a in Greek or the word the in Greek, the means very specific. And many times when they write the letter, it's something they're familiar with. So it's the falling away. Now, in the earlier Bibles, before the 1611 King James Bible, the word that was translated as falling away is actually in the Greek, and it was, before the King James was translated, hu apostasia, the apostasy. Now, in the pre-1611 King James translation, Every single Bible that I've looked at in the 1500s, I'm talking the Wycliffe Bible all the way back, translated that verse, the day shall not come except there come the departing first. It didn't use the phrase falling away, but it used the word departing first. And then after the departing, the man of sin will be revealed. So what does ho apostasia mean? It means the primary first meaning is a revolt and a defection against the truth. And it says, let's see, 1 Timothy 4:1, some would in the last days would depart the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The word depart there is aphistemi, and it means to step away from. You were standing there, you were standing in the middle of it, and you backed up and you stepped away from it. That is a departing. So it's very clear from the words of Paul that there's going to come a defection from the truth. There's going to be a, and it can be interpreted this way, apostasia, a revolt against the truth. So this is one of the signs of the time of the end. To me, it's the primary sign that this is indicating the soon arrival of the man of sin. This falling away must come first. Now, can I tell you something? If you were raised in church and you no longer attend, you have fallen away. If you knew God and you become vain in your imaginations, and all you do is stay away from the things of God, you have fallen away. Bible says in Romans chapter 1, when they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, and he gave them up and turned them over to a reprobate mind. And the Greek word reprobate means a useless mind, a mind that's not worth anything whatsoever, has no value to it whatsoever. And that represents a falling away as well. 60% of Christians in the United States never go to church except two times a year. When their grandkids are in a Christmas special, or on what the traditional word that is used, Easter, where they get to buy a brand new outfit and show up in church. So they go twice a year. And it's really interesting. They go at the birth of Christ and they go at the resurrection of Christ, but the other 363 days a year doesn't mean anything to them. That, my friend, is representative of the falling away. So here's the thing I want to tell you. If you see people who are defecting from the truth, if you see people revolting against the truth, if you see that we are in a time when men and women no longer respect the preaching of the gospel, don't lose heart and don't get upset, because Paul said that will be something that everybody will see and experience at the time of the end. The second thing that has to happen, and this is very important, is the West, and in the West here, I'm specifically talking about America, I'm talking about the United States, the West is going to have to go into some type of decline. Now, here's what's interesting. When you read the Old Testament especially, you will discover that the North is mentioned a lot. You will discover that the South is mentioned. You will discover that the East is mentioned. It's very strange, but you don't see the word West mentioned, but only a hand. I can count probably on one hand. In prophecy, you don't see the West mentioned. Now, it could be because that in the day when the prophet spoke, most of the activity and the population was centered. Take Israel. Everything is centered from Israel. There were nations north of Israel. There were a lot of nations to the east of Israel. There were nations like northern Africa to the south of Israel, Egypt, Libya, Ethiopia, that's in the south. And the West would have been, let's say, Britain and Spain and France back in the earlier days. But if we go back into ancient times, they were basically lands that were inhabited by paganic people or heathen people. The West as we know it now, which would be Canada, Brazil, the United States, was not known. Even though there were tribal people living here, it was not known as much in biblical prophecy and was not known to the prophets. That's one reason perhaps the West is mentioning. The other thing that is interesting is perhaps the reason that the West is mentioned, is not alluded to in the Old Testament as much, is because something begins to happen to the West in relation to the North and the South and the East, if we take the position of the nation of Israel. Something's going to happen. There are several verses, I think there's two that I know of specifically, that says the Jewish people will return from the West. And that's two of those very handful of verses that mention the West. So the Jews are going to eventually leave America. Not all of them.
Now, some of them are established here, and they do live in some of them in communities and towns that are respectful of them. But these major cities where the heavy Jewish populations are, they're going to leave. When I was preaching for Jensen Franklin, and I cannot give too much of this information out, I have to be careful. But I was preaching for him. There were several rabbis that had met with some ministers. And one of the things these rabbis were noting was that there is going to be, we are preparing, we are raising funds, we are getting ready for the Jews to depart from the United States of America. They said it is in our prophecies that they must leave the West. They're coming out of Russia. They've left Russia. Over a million have left Russia. They have left the East. They have left the southern nations surrounding Israel. They're back in the land, and they will come from the West. And they said, one of the men said, we know what's going to do it. It's going to be Jewish persecution that's going to become so serious in the United States that a Jew will not feel safe in a major city. So there are rabbis, will not name where or who they are, that are now raising millions of dollars to have Jewish people get ready to go back to the land of Israel. And it does mention in the Bible that they would return from the West at some point. So somehow and some way, the West has to come into some kind of decline. So how's it going to happen? Let me give three possibilities here. First of all, America is beginning to decline as the leading economy in the world. Now, we know that OPEC has controlled oil prices for many years, but now there's something called BRICS, and it's several of the major nations, and I don't want to preach on BRICS. It's not BRICS, B-R-I-K-S, it's B-R-I-C-X. It's Brazil, it's China, it's Russia. It's these great nations that are trade nations, and they have now united together, and what they're trying to do, because the oil that the world receives has been pegged in dollars. In other words, America years ago made an agreement with Saudi Arabia if they would develop the nation, if they would develop the oil fields, and all of our gas and fuel companies could come in there, and they would use the dollar, that we would always be supportive of them. Well, that's beginning to change. And now they're trying to get the dollar removed from OPEC and put the yen or some other type of currency connected into that. And even gold, even all these BRIC nations, by the way, if you've seen gold go up, one of the reasons is these BRIC nations are going and buying gold up like crazy. And sometimes they'll manipulate it where it will drop so they can go in and buy it cheaper. And that's why gold went, years ago, a prophetic woman said to me in 1999, she said, the Lord told me to tell you, Perry, to go buy gold coins. It'll be over $1,000 an ounce by the time you get it. If you wait a year or two too late. And it was $2 a coin, 1 ounce gold coin. $200 a coin. And I told Pam, I said, you know what? I believe that woman. And I cashed in, I believe it was a retirement thing, and I bought my gold coins at $230 a piece. The same gold coin sells for $2,500 today. Well, that's better than the stock market, to be quite honest with you, okay? But I don't tell people what to do. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying to you that everything, some of these bigger nations are swallowing up the metals because they're wanting everything to be backed by something that has value. So we have in America, for example, you know, this businesses are closing like crazy. And you turn on the news and you say, hey, how come they closed that big superstore there? And they closed another one and another one. And they will not tell you this on the news, but these are very liberal states predominantly, where thievery and stealing is going on. I know, and I'm not going to say it publicly where it is, it's very close to here, but I know a major retailer store where one of the managers said to me, last year we lost $1 million in a church-centered Christian town from people stealing from us. One store. $1 million. I was at a store in this town that I will not name because the woman may not appreciate me revealing this, but she knew me. And I was walking around. I said, well, I went to get some razors back there, but everything's locked up. So I went and got me a cheaper razor that's not locked up. She said, you would not believe the robbery. And I'm sorry, I'm going to use the right word. The stealing that goes on just in this store. She says, well, let me tell you something they probably don't want me to tell you. We cannot prevent anybody from stealing in this store and walking out the door. We cannot report it to the police officers. And I said, why? And they said, our corporate offices, U.S. corporate offices, have told us that we could be in danger if we try to stop somebody stealing. I said, so how much is stolen? She said, more than you can imagine. And they recently shut down one of those stores in the community because there was so much going on. They said, we're losing money. And if we don't get something stopped somehow or bills passed to protect the stores that are selling things, these cities are going to end up with no food stores, no nothing. They're going to end up with nothing. You're going to have to drive for miles in a major city. Come on, does anybody understand what I'm saying? I'm not just making this stuff up, see. So there's 44 million mortgages that could be underwater. My point is that the economy is being affected. It has to in the West in order for the West to decline. Number two, we used to have the world's strongest military. Now, I still believe based on the four branches of the military that we are still the top military, especially with our technology. But here's what I want to say. The problem that we're having is recruiting people for the military. When I was 18 years of age, when I was 14, 15 years of age, every young boy turning 18 had to register for the U.S. military. This is the true story. When I was called to preach and turned 18, they did away with that law completely because I thought I was going to have to join the military. How many of you men remember those days? Raise your hand. It was mandatory. Well, Israel still demands that once you're out of high school for you to join the Israeli military, and I think it's a two-year term, and then they put you in the reserves in case there's a major war. And I never will forget the first time I went to Israel. And these Jewish soldiers, they weren't dressed like soldiers. They had shorts on, and they're playing basketball, and they got a Uzi strapped to them. And I'm like kind of freaking out. And I said, what's the deal with the guns? Are they expecting trouble? They said, no, during the Yom Kippur War, we were caught off guard and we could have lost that war without a miracle from God. And now it's mandatory that if they're in the military, that they carry their weapon with them because of everything that could happen suddenly. So my point is that there is a change happening in the recruits, the number of recruits dropping in the United States. And at the same time, while that's happening to us, you have Russia and China coalition, Islamic coalition. You have nations. In fact, the Bible tells us that a 200 million man army will march one day. So the thing that we have to deal with is the fact of the economic changes, the military changes. We're talking about the West now. And the third part that's very important, and this is important to understand, is nations are angry at us for sanctioning them. China has been sanctioned. Russia has been sanctioned. Iran has been sanctioned. And now these same nations are joining together to say, let's teach America a lesson. Let's teach them a lesson about their economy. Let's teach them a lesson about... And that's a part of what we're dealing with now with some of these nations that seem to be rising up against America. Now, here's another one, and I just think I'm only on number three, and we got a way to go. Somebody better tell me to preach faster.
During the 2024 Prophetic Summit, five speakers unlocked unusual prophetic mysteries, presenting striking insights that many attendees had never heard. We received several testimonies from those who attended. One attendee shared,
I've studied the Bible my entire life. I binge-watch prophecy programs. Before I came to the conference, I thought I'd heard everything. But after listening to these 13 messages and speakers, I realized I haven't even heard half of it and certainly don't know as much as I thought.
The 13 2024 Prophetic Summit messages are now available on CD, DVD, USB drive as MP3 audio files, as well as video on demand. Hear Jonathan Kahn as he unveiled the Josiah Manifesto, unlocking more end-time mysteries and patterns. Bill Cloud examined the question, where in the world is Palestine? He later taught what the Bible reveals about global warming. It's not what you think. Mark Biltz exposed the designs and plots of the internal war in America. Mark's second message is illustrated with PowerPoint charts, helping identify the true biblical calendar and amazing prophetic parallels. Lance Wallnell released a stunning revelation titled, How God Will Soon Shake the Visible and Invisible Kingdoms. Lance's second teaching will teach you about receiving the firstborn anointing that brings about the final fall of Satan's influence and the demise of his kingdom. Billy Crone proved by 12 facts exposing that aliens are actually demonic manifestations. You certainly don't want to miss this insightful message. Perry Stone's five new messages are 16 Harbingers, Parallels of the Days of Noah and Lot. Perry then explains the mystery of the eighth beast and the death wound that is healed. In his third message, Perry will give you the seven things that must happen before the Antichrist arrives. You will then be enthralled when Perry transports you into the future with the message, The Mystery of the New Heavens on the New Earth. This includes the biblical prophecy of an opening on earth where saints on the new earth can peer into hell. Then Perry's most talked about and stirring message, exposing an early family secret in his Italian family, is called The 1915 Warning. This message could save your family's life. This truth can transform your relatives and children for eternity. The 13 audio CDs or USB drive are $70. The 13 DVDs are $105 per set, and the video on demand is available for $90. Invest in your future. Be informed of what is coming. Discover God's latest word on the last days. Listen or watch over and over again and glean important spiritual insights. You may order by calling toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323, or go online at perrystone.org. You may also send a check or money order and order by using the product codes on the screen. The address is Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320. Order today. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Let me say something to you, that there are people who teach that the Antichrist is on the scene now, getting ready to come to power. And there are some that say we're already in the early part of the tribulation. But I'm going to take this message and I'm going to absolutely show you that there are seven things that must happen first before the Antichrist can be revealed. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is a part of that. So please get the CDs or the DVDs. It helps keep Manifest. Remember this, it's like giving an offering to Manifest, but you get something in return, because we use the income that comes in from all the people through our resources to keep the program on the air, and it's around the world. It's in the nations of the world. Now, you can go to perrystone.org and get our itinerary, and you can keep up with us through Perry Stone Ministries Facebook page. You have to put the word ministries in there. But let me just mention something. September the 4th, Jesus People Proclaim International Church, we're coming there, hosted by Billy and Cynthia Thompson. And that's going to be a great time. I've never been in this area before, so this is going to be in Deerfield Beach, Florida. So pay attention to that. Sheridan Church. And we're going to come to Tulsa, Oklahoma, September the 8th. But I do want to mention very quickly, and this is important, our Awaken America gathering. We've never done anything like this before during the fall main event. And God spoke to my spirit very heavy. He said, I want you to have speakers come in who are voices to the nation and awaken the people who attend and send that message out. So Mario Morello, Lance Wallnow, myself, Joseph Z, and we have Jensen Franklin coming, and they're going to be at the fall, October 1 through 5th, Awaken America event, Omega Center International, Cleveland, Tennessee. There's no registration fee, but you have to, and there's no fee to attend, but you have to register to be there. And I'm asking you, only register for yourself. People sometimes want to register with 25 other people. Do not do that. Register for yourself at perrystone.org, and registration is now open, and we're going to take the registration to a certain limit, and then we'll have a cutoff time, but we would love to have you join us. Bless you.